today on The Travel Guys.
In the news, she talked for 16 hours nonstop on an Amtrak train before they finally shut her up. We'll tell you how. We'll tell you how to shut her up.
Yeah, to help be a smarter traveler, be listening, consumer reporter Ed Perkins joins us at 2:15 to talk about things you buy on cruise ships.
Gentlemen, husbands all over town right now are pulling over to the side of the road and waiting to find out how this should be. So never mind. Kelly Brothers is along to announce a brand new trip to Chicago that will be of particular interest to Notre Dame football fans.
Now, the Highway 50 to Lake Tahoe has reopened, folks, after some repair, and at 2:35, we'll have an update on the state of the road.
In today's entertainment segments, we'll tell you about how to be a smarter ticket buyer by introducing you to Sacramento's half-price ticket outlet.
And we'll be joined in studio by special guests from the Sacramento Jazz Festival just a week away. And we'll have a chance for you to win some tickets to hear the music next weekend.
All that today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Now on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, and the show has gone on. We have survived the rapture, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, once again, the Travel Guys Entertainment Radio program is here. And by the way, available now on our website, I Survived Judgment Day t-shirts for only $19.99. Sorry, I couldn't help.
Either that or the rapture has actually happened and we are on the other side.
There you go. I felt like it had yesterday when I was stuck 45 minutes in traffic to go a mile and a half to get into a Rivercats baseball game, which lasted 16 innings.
And did you, let's full disclosure now, we were talking before we went on the air, but did you stay for the whole 16 innings in the cold, windy Sacramento night?
No, I didn't. I bailed, and I'm glad I did. I did listen to it, though, in its entirety on our sister station KSTE, and Johnny Dosco to the bitter end at 12:15 last night. Look, I have something I have to get out of the way right now. My oldest daughter, Sarah, graduated from Sac State on Friday. We went to the graduation ceremonies, and congratulations. Watch out, world. Another great music teacher is amongst you.
Another Romano is loose on the streets.
There you go. Well, we got a great show today. A lot of listener benefits today, Mark.
A lot of listener benefits. We are going to start making you a smarter traveler. Every week, we are going to have things that will help you become a smarter traveler. This week will be no exception. Starting with the travel news and all the way through to the end of the program, when you not only get to be a smarter traveler, but also somebody who might have some free tickets to the Jazz Jubilee before it's all over.
There you go. Okay, Bernadette, fire up the Mark Hoffman trio as we slide right into the travel news and find out what's been going on in the world since we were here last week. Mark?
All right. New York City is shutting down illegal hotels. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said Sunday that the city has taken action against 15 illegally converted hotels since May 1 when a new state law went into effect. City inspectors found one three-family house in Brooklyn occupied by 44 guests. They said the building had no sprinkler or fire alarm system. See, here's the deal, Tom.
Yeah.
Hotel accommodations in New York are so expensive that some people have taken to renting out their homes, not only by the month, but by the night.
So that's what an illegal hotel is.
Yeah, wow. Basically, a lot of folks are trying to make a buck in New York City, of all places. Imagine that. The 100th anniversary of the airline industry took place this past week. Some milestones. On May the 17th, 1911, the first fee-paying passenger to a specific destination took flight in a tiny biplane. Other firsts since then. Now, I thought this was kind of interesting. The first airplane with a toilet came along in 1913. The first flight was in 1911. That means for two full years, passengers had to fly with their legs crossed. In-flight meals first appeared in 1919. Air hostesses, United Airlines stewardesses in 1930, had to be nurses and not more than 25 years old or 115 pounds.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, interesting. The Kennedy Space Center has been selected to permanently display Space Shuttle Atlantis upon retirement of the Space Shuttle program. Atlantis, one of three orbiters in the Space Shuttle fleet, will fly the last scheduled Space Shuttle mission before being retired later this year. Officials with Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex plan to break ground on Atlantis' new home in 2012 with a grand opening planned for the following year.
And now, the only way we're going to be able to get to the space shuttle in the from the future is we're going to have to hitch a ride?
That's, yeah, basically, that's it. Speaking of rides, Starline Tours is a brand new TMZ Hollywood tour. This sounds kind of cool. Secrets and Celebrity Hotspots. The new tour, conducted in custom-designed 24-seat buses, will immerse guests in the Hollywood experience, TMZ style. The tour starts at Grauman's Chinese Theater and visits locations made famous by TMZ and Hollywood stars, including the department store where Winona Ryder was caught shoplifting and the courthouse that served as home for Lindsay Lohan's trial.
Yeah. Okay.
Tour guides will act as unofficial TMZ representatives and are equipped and prepared to capture celebrity footage in the middle of the tour. Tour guests may see the footage on TMZ.com even before the tour is over.
Wow. You know, I think this is going to be very popular.
Tours three times a day, $69 for adults, $59 for children, discounts if you buy in advance. Kind of cool. All right, a couple of other three notes quickly here. Amtrak, as you heard on the headlines, a lady talked Tom for 16 hours on her cell phone nonstop from San Francisco to Salem on the Coast Starlight last weekend.
That's crazy. What kind of a battery does she have on her phone? Mine cannot do that.
After passengers repeatedly asked her to be quiet, she was put off of the train. And what was it we were talking about that this was apparently a quiet car? Unbelievable. In the also unbelievable and not quite as funny department, United Airlines, which is merging with Continental, mistakenly used the 9/11 flight numbers and assigned them to two Continental flights last week. And the flights actually flew for a couple of days before complaints by flight crew members caused United to go back and say, oops, we made a mistake. The call numbers 93 and 175 were mistakenly assigned to two flights by Continental Airlines, which has merged with United. And finally, the data from Air France's recovered boxes is readable. Accident investigators have successfully downloaded all the information captured by the flight data recorder aboard the Air France jetliner that killed 228 people 2 years ago when it mysteriously crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. If you may recall, they pulled that box up out of the bottom of the ocean just a few weeks ago. All right, busy program today. That's the travel news. We are really on a mission here to make you a smarter traveler. And one of the things that we are going to do, well, Tom's got our first guest right here.
You know, nowadays we all like to go and do stuff and buy tickets and go to shows, but one of the things we're always looking for is a great bargain. Mark, you got any ideas?
Well, absolutely. And as part of our new Make You a Smarter Traveler program, we're going to make you a smarter traveler not only on the road, but right here in your own town. We have found a website which will offer you basically half-price discounts on a variety of tickets and events, and not all of these things are last-minute things. Some of them are a week or two or three out. So if you want to do something and you've got some flexibility but not a lot of dollars in your pocket, this is a way to save money not only on local events but on a variety of events in other cities. Joining us on the line right now is Jim McCarthy. Jim is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Gold Star. They started in Los Angeles 9 years ago, and they have come to Sacramento as of last fall. And they have a wonderful array of discounted tickets to events and activities and things like that. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot.
I'm looking at your website, Jim, and this is where everybody's going to want to go to contact you and take a look at the great list of discounted tickets for activities and events all around the Sacramento area, and that's goldstar.com. I'm seeing stuff here at nearly half price in a lot of events, in some cases even more.
That's right.
Tell me, Jim, where do you get the tickets for all these great events at this rate for us?
We work directly with the venues themselves. We have about 5,000 venue partners around the country. And what they understand is that they don't sell every ticket to every show, and a ticket that goes unsold is worth nothing to them. So they want to reach our nearly 2 million strong audience of Gold Star members with an opportunity to buy a ticket that is often half price, usually half price, in order to sell that ticket and get new people into their venue.
Interesting. So this is not one of those situations where people have personal tickets that they've purchased to an event, and then basically you're doing a consignment sale for them at all then?
No, not at all. We're working directly with the venue. The venue provides us with the tickets and authorizes us to sell them.
And the variety of events and stuff that are available on here, and we should tell folks who are listening that if you go to our website at travelguysradio.com, just click on the gold star, and if you're driving around and you can't remember when you get home, remember Travel Guys Radio, and we'll have all the websites from today's program there. Gold Star is Jim's company, and you can go there and see at any point. I would think you'd want to make this a regular spot on your computer that you go to once a week just to kind of check and see what's going on. For example, here I see that you've got tickets to Six Flags in Vallejo for half price.
So, there's two specific days, like a Friday, May 20th, and a Saturday, May 21st. So it is important that you look at the dates so you'll know what you're buying, right?
We actually have 8 dates for that one at the moment. But
okay.
There's a rolling calendar of those that... You're absolutely right.
I see right there it says 6 more dates that you can click on, and it'll show you those as well. Okay.
Yep.
Everything from Hornblower Cruises, and I'm going to go down here and click on the San Francisco part of this, and I'm going to guess that I'm going to get another whole variety. I see San Diego. I see Portland. I see Los Angeles. This is a great resource for, especially I would suggest to folks who want to experience something in the arts, and they're looking to save a buck, and they're flexible about where they go and what they see, and it's what an opportunity to try and do something different.
Jim,
the other great thing is that if you're the kind of person who'd like to go out more but just can't seem to do it somehow, what you can do is sign up for Gold Star, and then we will make sure and keep you informed of what's going on in your city.
Oh, I
see. It's not just the price, but also learning about events you might not have heard about.
Now, see here, Tom, here is on the San Francisco, for example, here is the Giants and the Marlins, one date only, Tuesday, May the 24th, and it's about a $8, $9 discount on the price of the tickets. So a very wide variety. So this is good not only for Sacramento folks, but also for if you're traveling anywhere in the region.
Almost any big city in the country we cover. If you're going back to New York or Washington, there's plenty to do.
I have to ask the question now. People, whenever they order anything online, always concerned about security and making sure that their credit card or whatever isn't jeopardized. What kind of system do you use, and how secure is this?
We have commercial-grade encrypted transactions. We've had 9 years of absolutely no trouble with credit card security and millions of customers. So. Rest assured, and very responsive and delightful customer service people. So, I feel like you can be very comfortable in knowing that your transaction is secure, and we're going to do our very best to take care of you if there's any problem with anything at all on the site, or information you want, or questions that you have. So, we take the idea of people signing up for Gold Star and being members very seriously. We want to be the place where people come to first to find something to do.
How much ahead of time do you need to buy, and how do you get your tickets?
Usually people buy a week or two before the show or the event they're going to. And in most cases, I'd say 99 times out of 100, you will pick them up at the venue when you get there. And every now and then we'll mail them to you, but typically it's a pickup situation.
Great way to save a dollar. Wonderful way to try to see something new, to do something different. Go to travelguysradio.com, click on the Gold Star link, and you will find out all about how you can save money. Part of our way of making you a smarter traveler right here on the Travel Guys. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We are the Travel Guys in Entertainment, News Talk 1530 KFBK, here to make you a smarter traveler.
And when we come back right after this break, Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, joins us, and we talk about what to buy and what not to buy on cruise ships. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome to the first Travel Guys radio show after the end of the world yesterday at 6 o'clock. I'm Tom Romano along with Sports Leisure Vacations' Mark Hoffman. Don't forget now, coming up in the next half hour, Kelly Brothers joins us to talk about the really cool trip to Notre Dame he's going to be taking with Sports Leisure Vacations. And then in the last quarter hour, we have some folks from the Sacramento Jazz Festival to talk about what's new this year. And right now, Mark, who do we have? What's Ed up to?
Right now, Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, joins us online. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi.
How are things in Ashland, Oregon today?
Winter seems finally to be over. We've had more rain than I can believe, but I guess you guys have had a lot, too.
Yeah, we really have, and there's even a possibility of a stray thunderstorm today, and it's kind of humid in Sacramento, which is incredibly unusual for a May after Sunday afternoon. Ed, we asked you to be on the program this week. We're embarking on a program here to make our listeners smarter travelers, and that's kind of what you do every time you pick up a pencil or, I guess, go near a keyboard these days, is talk about how people can be a little smarter on the road. One of your recent columns talked about the things that people can buy on cruise ships. Specifically, you talked about the drink packages, but we know now that cruise ships are really marketing to folks. They're not making their money off of the fare. They're making their money off of things that you buy on board, and it's become quite a cottage industry.
Oh, yeah, and it's the as you say, what the industry says now is that at best they break even at the cabin rates, and they make their money on the extras. And so obviously, to be a smart traveler, you minimize the amount of money you spend on those extras.
And that's really important, what Ed has just said there, Tom. What you spend on the extras, particularly on what you spend on board the cruise ship. Am I right, Ed? Is that really the key to less expensive cruising?
Yes, that's right. Now, you can also cut your costs a little bit by arranging your own port tours rather than taking the ones that the cruise line sells. But the real chance to cut back and is to just say no to most of the expensive purchase lures that you find on board.
Now, one of the things that cruise lines have taken to doing nowadays is offering these all-you-can-drink packages. Royal Caribbean announced all-you-can-drink for everything from $29 to $49 a day. I can't imagine paying $29 to $49 a day for beverages on board a cruise ship.
Well, the reason you can't is you haven't looked at their prices when you buy it by the drink.
Really? That's probably about three drinks.
Yeah, they're really marking it up.
Wow.
Here.
So that is a good value.
Well, I would say offhand that the $29 per person is probably all right, which covers beer and house wines. If you want hard liquor, you have to go up to the $39. And then, of course, the $49 is premium stuff.
That's what gets you the shelf stuff.
Now, is all day like a midnight to midnight thing?
As far as I know, it's a 24-hour
thing,
yeah.
So you would say that in some instances, depending on, obviously, you'd have to be somebody who imbibes in alcoholic beverages, because even at $4 a shot for bottled water, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to be waterlogged before you get to $29, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. This is strictly booze. And, in fact, some cruise lines have other packages for soft drinks, like all the Coke from a machine you can buy, you can drink for something like $5 or $6 a day. And that, of course, is a ripoff as well. As you know, it probably costs them 10 cents worth of water and syrup to get a full glass of soft drink out of one of those machines.
And probably people who are listening to us right now are thinking, well, heck, I'll just bring a couple of six-packs of my favorite soda on board with me, and they will find out when they get to the dock that the cruise line is going to say, not so much.
I haven't heard anybody saying that they can't bring on soft drinks, but they do come down hard on your bringing liquor on board. Now, a lot of cruise lines will let you bring on a bottle of wine that you buy at the local port, and you have to take it into the dining room and pay a corkage fee. But that's probably still a better deal if you want a nice bottle of wine than buying at the cruise line's price.
Particularly if you wanted something that reflected a little bit of local flavor or culture, or wanted to put a few shekels in the pockets of some of the local folks.
Yeah, well, a lot of the cruise ports that you go to are very low-tax ports where you can buy very cheap wines and other beverages. So, yeah, I would say there are plenty of chances and opportunities on a typical cruise to buy a bottle when you're on shore and then bring it in for dinner and have pay a corkage charge and drink it that way rather than paying $40, $50 for a bottle of wine to the cruise company.
Ed, we just have another minute or so. Is there anything that you'd like to share, any bit of wisdom in regards to cruise ships and purchases on board, off board? I've always told folks, never gamble on a cruise ship because the gambling is regulated not by a separate third party, but by the cruise ship and the company that they're contracting with. But
oh, that's right.
Anything that you can share that might help folks when they're taking a cruise this summer?
The sort of the just say no rule certainly applies to most things you get at the ship's store. One letter I got, somebody was complaining about paying $5 for a small package of Pringles. And that's the kind of stuff that you can easily get offshore when you're ashore and take it on the ship yourself. I mean, the high markups on any ship's shop should make you think twice.
And which goes for when you're on shore, too, you'll find that prices are probably 20-30% cheaper three blocks from where the ship docks as opposed to right next to where it docks. Ed, thanks for your time today. Appreciate your patience waiting for us on the hold, and appreciate all of your wisdom as usual.
Always good talking to you.
All right. We'll see you again on a future edition of the Travel Guys. Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, always with some good tidbits. It writes for smartertravel.com, and you can find a link to Ed's columns if you go to Travel Guys Radio.
All right. Coming up after the break, Kelly Brothers will be joining us with the Chicago Sports Weekend with Sports Leisure Vacations and more. Coming up on the Travel Guys. Welcome to the Travel Guys and Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Our special guest in the studio today, most folks know him from, television, from radio, from KFBK, a news anchor, now with Genevieve Burford and Brothers, our financial reporter on KFBK. Welcome Kelly Brothers to the radio program.
Tom, Mark, thank you. Good to be here.
Now, Mark, tell us, why is Kelly on the Travel Guy? This makes no sense.
Tie it all together.
Makes no sense whatsoever, unless you know that Kelly is a big Notre Dame football fan.
Yes, sir.
And I think that would perhaps be an understatement. And so we have gotten together and put together a trip to visit Notre Dame, actually to go back to Chicago over Labor Day weekend, and to see the Notre Dame home opener. And also to see the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field and go to the Chicago Board of Trade and have a dinner at Harry Carey's. We have quite a package that we have planned, and we're going to take Kelly and some of his friends and some of our sports leisure friends.
Should be a great – I'll tell you, it's as an Irish Catholic kid growing up in Sacramento, to go to Notre Dame was a dream of mine, and it just exceeded all my – it was just a great experience, and it is a special place. And I have put together little trips over the years for 3, 5, 10 people, but I can't do it anywhere near as good as this guy. Mark can do it. So we decided to team up, and he would handle the logistics, and I would do the tour, but it is going to be great. We're going to fly out the Thursday before – Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Nice dinner at Harry Carey's. Friday is going to be morning Chicago Board of Trade. Then we're going to go to the hallowed halls of Wrigley Field. If you've never been there, it's a great baseball experience. I know you've been there many, many times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it is a sacred spot.
It is. And actually, I consider this to be kind of the cathedrals of sports weekends. We're going to Wrigley Field. And then on Saturday, of course, Notre Dame's home opener against South Florida. And we're going to do the whole game day thing. I'm going to lead a tour of the campus. We're going to go to the Golden Dome, watch the band step off, maybe do a little tailgating. It's going to be a full day of football, and then we drive back that night. And Sunday can be a free day in Chicago, which is a
little sightseeing, a little shopping. We have a wonderful hotel right off of the Magnificent Mile, right off of Michigan Avenue. If you know Chicago at all and you know where the old water tower is, we are literally about a block from it. It is perhaps the best location in all of Chicago, Hotel Seneca, wonderful hotel, brand new, 3 nights, breakfast included every day, dinner at Harry Carey's, as we mentioned, on the night that we arrive. And, of course, going over to Notre Dame, now I'm guessing you've been to your share of Notre Dame football games, Kelly.
I've been to a few. I don't get as often as I'd like because, obviously, we're 2,500 miles away. But it is, if you know what to do, and even – you know, I've been shocked, Mark, by when I bring back folks who are not even Catholic, and afterwards they will want to go. They actually do Mass in the Basilica 30 minutes after the end of the game. They don't set a time. They just say from when the game ends at 30 minutes, that's when Mass starts, and it's a big event. It's like part of the whole thing, and we're not, obviously no one has to go on that, but that can be built in if you'd like to.
But we're planning on immersing folks in the game day experience at Notre Dame.
And it's great. I mean, I'm not kidding. Last year, actually it was 2 years ago now, we went to the bookstore, and there will be a stop at the bookstore to buy your t-shirts, your jerseys, your whatever you want to buy. And I mean, you are almost walking through a Notre Dame Hall of Fame by walking in the bookstore. I mean, we bumped into, in 5 minutes, we bumped into Ara Parsegian, Rocky Blyer, Regis Philbin, Phil Donahue, and that was in the first few minutes of being in the bookstore early on game day morning. So it is believe me, South Bend, Indiana, it's a sleepy Midwestern town, 360 days of the year, but for 5 Saturdays in the fall, it is one of those places, Mark, that, you know, I think everyone needs to have these places. For some people, it's a museum or it's the coast or wherever it is, but there needs to be that place in your life where when you walk, just walking there, the hair goes up on the back of your neck. And for a lot of folks, that is the campus of Notre Dame.
Our guest on the Travel Guys this afternoon is Kelly Brothers. Kelly is teaming up with Sports Leisure Vacations to offer a very special Chicago sports weekend over Labor Day weekend, including a Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field, and as we're just talking about, a Notre Dame football game. It is going to be quite a great weekend. The package includes your hotel, your airfare. We will pick you up at home with one of our Carry limousines, so you don't even have to worry about getting to the airport. It is truly, except for a few meals that are on your own and whatever you spend while you're out there, it truly is an all-inclusive package. So you can get more information on this trip by going to travelguysradio.com and just click on the Chicago Sports Weekend link. We'll have it there for you. Travelguysradio.com. And we have limited space. We only have 25 tickets. So we can only take 25 folks with us, and we have about half that many already.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to go, you need to make up your mind quickly.
Because we think it'll be pretty much filled up within the next 2 weeks or so. But, and the, you know, if I bring anything to this, Mark, it's just the fact that when I was there on campus, my student job was with the admissions department giving tours to people coming on. So I kind of know the history of the place, and I got to learn that over time. And so just to know that and be able to lead a group on game day, so because there's so much going on, and you've got to be able to kind of time that out. We're going to the bookstore then. We're going to the Golden Dome then. We're going to check out the grotto and the lakes here, and then we're going to walk to the stadium together. And you see, and it is nice, I mean, in this day and age of, you know how athletes are, but when you see the Notre Dame football team leave the chapel in suit and tie and walk across campus to the stadium, and the crowd that kind of lines the roadways, they do that, it's just, I just get goosebumps thinking about it.
It's a chance to go to Notre Dame with a real Notre Dame man.
That's right.
I might tag along, too. Just
you better, Mark.
Just for the fun of everything. Kelly Brothers, and you are invited to join us on the Chicago Sports Weekend. Go to travelguysradio.com or on Monday morning give Sports Leisure Vacations a call at 361-TOUR, and we will fix you up and take you with us to Chicago in September.
It should be great. We're looking forward to it, and I appreciate your time here today, Mark.
Thank you, Kelly.
And another benefit, in fact, you know, a rare opportunity, the kind of things that you'll find right here on the Travel Guys radio program. We'll be back with more right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Those of you who have listened to the Travel Guys for a while know I have some destinations that are very near and dear to me. One of those is Hawaii. This October, I'll have the opportunity to take a very select group of 20 travelers to Hawaii to see three islands. We're going to Kauai, Oahu, and the Big Island of Hawaii. We're going to spend our nights in incredible Marriott resorts, upscale deluxe accommodations. We're going to go see some of the things that folks don't normally see on a visit to Hawaii. Do you know how chocolate is grown? Have you ever been to a chocolate farm? Maybe a mushroom farm. Have you ever held a live seahorse, had it wrapped around your finger? These are some of the things that we're going to do during our stay in Hawaii. If it sounds interesting to you, maybe you've been to the islands before, you've done all the normal things, but you'd really like to discover the islands of Hawaii. We're going, leaving the 29th of October. You can get more information. Visit us on the web at sportsleisure.com. Or give me a call at the Sports Leisure Vacations office on Monday at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. And join us in the islands this October. All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. As some of you may know, Highway 50 over Echo Summit has been torn up over the last couple of weeks, has been closed. But as of yesterday, it's reopened, and joining us on the line right now is Deanna. Deanna, tell us a little bit about, give us an update from the way to Tahoe.com.
Sure, absolutely. We are open. U.S. Highway 50 at Echo Summit is open. So South Lake Tahoe, it's completely open. You can still take the alternate route if you would like to, but U.S. 50 at Echo Summit is definitely open. We are under no lane restrictions this weekend. Starting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., there will be one-way traffic control. Friday, we'll be off the road by noon, so there will be no lane restrictions for the Memorial Day weekend, and one-way traffic control will revert back on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. So the road will not be interfered with any work going on over the weekend, over the holiday weekend. And following that, like I said, we'll have one-way traffic control Monday through Fridays from 7 a.m. and noon on Fridays off the road by then, for no restrictions on any of the weekends.
And Deanna, that's going to last for another 4 to 6 weeks, is that right?
Yes, for another 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Deanna, for the update on the Highway 50 road situation. The road is open to Tahoe.
And you know what that means? That means really good news. People coming from Tahoe that want to come down to the Sac Jazz Festival will not be delayed. They can come right on down and enjoy another great year of, a blend of great jazz here in Sacramento. Our special guest for the last portion of our program here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program is Greg Willett, Artistic Director and Head of Marketing, and Jim Caselli, Marketing Director and longtime friend. Both of these guys are exceptional musicians in their own right. Greg on piano, and if anybody has been to around town at any length of time, Jim Caselli has played with, gosh, I can't even think of how many different bands and behind soundtracks of commercials and stuff for years. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, okay, let's get started. Let's talk about this year's Jazz Festival. First of all, what's different? We know that the Jazz Festival has had some bumpy years, almost went away a few times, and as time goes on, those that have been familiar with traditional jazz, passed on.
There's actually quite a bit.
I don't know how else to say it.
No, well, the original people who started this but this is Sacramento. The Jazz Festival is Sacramento. I mean, more than probably any event, I've lived here 50 years.
Since 1974.
It is Sacramento. I mean, it really, truly is. I can't imagine what it would be without it. I remember being on the road one weekend and hearing the weather was bad in Sacramento. The first thing I thought was, man, I felt sorry for all those people that bought all that stuff that people wouldn't be coming to buy. So tell us about next weekend.
Well, yeah, this is the 38th year, and it really is a Sacramento institution. We tell everybody some of those old timers you're talking about that used to show up with a hammer in one hand and a trumpet in the other. They'd build the stages. They would probably grab a cold beverage and start playing music around noon, and that was 38 years ago. And this year we have literally hundreds of musicians, about 80 different bands, 14 youth bands from different parts of the Western United States, and frankly some of the best music you're going to hear anywhere on Memorial Day weekend anywhere in the country.
Now, again this year, it's not just Old Sacramento, but other venues around the area. Tell me where.
Yeah, we have 22 venues. There are venues at, we have hotel partners. So the Sheraton Grand and the Hyatt Regency and the Sacramento Convention Center and the Holiday Inn and the Embassy Suites. All of those have sites where we will be having live music as well as many stages in Old Town.
Variety of music this year, traditional jazz and what else?
Zydeco, rock and roll. I just said it, rock and roll, blues.
Rock and roll at the Jazz Festival.
That's right. It's not your father's jazz festival. We have a tribute band for Steely Dan. We have a tribute band doing Santana. Mick Martin will be there, Sacramento favorite, doing the blues. So it's not just traditional jazz. It's a little bit of everything. Zydeco. A little bit of swing, typical swing.
Yeah, we've got a Western swing band, the Stardust Cowboys, coming out of the foothills. We have.
This is sounding kind of cool.
It is.
There's a little.
There's
like something
a little bit
there.
Of everything. Yeah.
Something
now,
there for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, before we went on the air, we were talking, and go ahead and tell people that how this is going to be positioned. Those of you that are interested in the traditional jazz, that's going to be in the daytime, in the morning.
Yeah. There's a variety of music really around the entire clock.
Okay.
In the evenings, we actually have a $10 ticket opportunity on three of our main stages in Old Town. And those tickets are available for basically one venue, one performance at 9 o'clock. It gives an opportunity to young folks out there that want to come down and experience the event. But you can also go at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay all day long. You're going to have the opportunity to hear all your different styles.
TravelGuysRadio.com will get you the link to the Jazz Festival, and if you keep listening for about five more minutes, you will have a chance to win some all-event passes. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Okay, right, and those all-event passes get you into everything.
Into everything?
That's
the $10 thing, but everything? Keep listening a few more minutes?
And Greg was talking about the concerts that begin at 9 o'clock. Those are $10, but your one-day or four-day pass gets you into everything, so there's not an extra charge for that.
And it's kind of rock around the clock time.
Well, you can buy your tickets just about everywhere. We have a website, www.sacjazz.com, or you can come to any of the trailers in Old Town or at the convention center. So there's opportunities.
Or to you guys' homes during the week.
Yeah, we'll give you our cell numbers before we leave.
Okay, so this brings up a good thing. What's the financial condition? How's the health of the Jazz Festival?
You know, there have been some rough years. We actually did pretty well the last couple of years, which have allowed us to come back this year. In years past, we've always had a Thursday night kind of opening kickoff. This year we chose not to do that. To concentrate a little bit more on the 4 days of the festival, and that was an economic decision. So we've put in some safeguards to make sure that we can be around for several
more years.
So
it sounds like if I read through that, it sounds like that you guys have had your challenges like everybody else, and you've had to sit down and look at the whole thing and decide what you want and what you don't want and make some tough choices, perhaps.
Absolutely. It's supported by the nonprofit. The Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society is the organization that puts on the event. But we're all Sacramentans, and we feel it's also an obligation to make this happen for the community. It's now an expectation, and we're happy to put it on.
Let's talk about parking. What advice do you have for those people that are, you know, the secret to parking or just going to the Jazz Festival?
You guys have been there a lot of times, so just tell, there's only a few thousand people listening here on the radio, let's tell them, what's the big tip on parking?
Okay, well, the big tip is to use the public lots. We have a shuttle service. It's a $5 charge, and that's for the entire weekend. You can park down around 15th Street, anywhere down in any of the public lots, and jump onto one of the shuttles. Park away.
Or take light rail.
Take light rail in and grab a shuttle from there, even. There's parking down by the festival. Of course, that's first come, first serve, like anything else, and it gets full. So take advantage of those shuttles.
Any final thoughts, guys, before we kick you out of here?
Hope to see everyone down there. Last year we had 60,000+ people in Old Town, and I'd like to see at least that number again this year. So come on down. That's why we brought some tickets with us.
And in here again, and we were talking about music at different venues. Probably pick up get a program, check the B for the program. Best way to find out where your favorite band's going to be there.
Absolutely. The B in the ticket section next year we'll have a nice overview of the event. You can see who's playing, where they're playing. Also, you can pick up a $5 program at any of our ticket booths. That's the best way to go about it. You really get an opportunity to see who's where.
Last question. How many porta-potties did you have to get for this event this year?
There's a couple of hundred porta-potties. Plenty of places to do what you need to do when you're down there.
I've noticed that. They're good at that, especially if you're consuming lots of foamy beverage.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, guys, for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, Jim Caselli and Greg Willett from the Sacramento Jazz Festival. I'll be there, and you can be there, too. We're going to give away three pairs of four-day all-event passes at the end of the program. Mark, what do they got to do?
Well, they have to listen for another 2 minutes. Listen, we have lucky listeners, Sports Leisure Travel Club listeners, and those lucky listeners today are Keith White and Don Campbell. If you are Keith White or Don Campbell, you have until the end of the business day Tuesday to call Sports Leisure Vacations and claim $100 in tour cash. Also for Sports Leisure Travel listeners, we have next weekend, Corey Marshall from Anderson Vacations will be joining us to talk specifically about our trip to New Zealand next February. So if you're interested in a trip to New Zealand next weekend.
And we got a new feature we're going to do every week. It's called, well, we're simply going to call it the Traveler Calendar. Traveler, of course, is Mark's newsletter. And Mark, what's on the Traveler Update?
Well, we'll just give folks a chance to get an update with Sports Leisure Vacations and what all is going on. And, like, tell them that we've added some new departures to see Billy Elliot in San Francisco. And what I just mentioned with the New Zealand trip next weekend. So we'll make it a regular feature at this time of the program. All right, if you would like to win some all-event passes to see the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee, all you have to do is tell us why you listen to the Travel Guys and be one of the first three callers at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. These are all event passes. This is really the good stuff. Don't get in a crash driving down the road. We tried to give you a warning. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. Why do you listen to the Travel Guys? The first three callers win the goods. All event passes. Tom, you said you were going to go to the Jazz Festival next weekend. I'm planning on being down there myself.
Absolutely. I have my father-in-law and my mother-in-law and, gosh, a couple of other relatives. We never miss it. We like to hit the Delta King. What's the name of the site that's down in the and that's right near the big parking structure that you got to go down the stairs right there by the alley?
The Firehouse Lot.
All right, we should remind folks, TravelGuysRadio.com has all the links to everything on the program this week, including a lot of interesting, cool stuff that we didn't quite get to. So make sure you go to TravelGuysRadio.com and you can check out anything associated with the Travel Guys Radio program. We'll be back next weekend with a special guest all the way from New Zealand. We're the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask.